Ezekiel 15. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, what is the vine plant more than any tree, the vine branch which is among the trees of the forest? So the vine was a symbol of Israel, God's people. Shall wood be taken of it to make any work, or will men take a pin of it to hang any vessel thereon? No, the wood of the vine tree is very weak, and God's people were very weak. It wasn't dependable for any hard work. See now, it is cast into the fire for fuel. The fire has devoured both its ends, and its midst is burned. Is it profitable for any work? Behold, when it was whole, it was suitable for no work. How much less when the fire has devoured it, and it is burned? So it's talking about how Babylon was going to burn Jerusalem and the temple, and how the people of Israel were going to be like a vine branch that was in any case not much use for anything, for doing work, but now it was burnt, it was going to be useless. But therefore thus says the Lord, as the vine plant among the trees of the forest, which I have given to the fuel for fire, so will I give the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will set my face against them. The fire shall devour them. And yet God was going to revive them and use them. And this is the point, that you can only be used by God when he has brought you to a point where you are absolutely useless. Later on, Ezekiel's going to see a vision of dry bones in a valley, and he's asked, can these bones live? And he's going to say, well, I don't know, humanly speaking, obviously not. And then the Spirit of God comes and revives those dry bones. Elsewhere, God says, you are terminally ill, you are going to die, nobody can cure you, there is no cure, there is no healing for you. But then God says, and I will heal you. And so it's the same with this spindly vine branch. It's no good for doing any work, especially when it's burnt. But God was going to revive it and use it to do his work. And that is the same with us. That we have to be brought to a point when we are broken, when we really cannot do anything, when we are useless. And that's the great paradox, that then God will use us. So we shouldn't be surprised if we are broken in life, if we have experiences that make us unable to perform, in a human sense, to do God's work. That shouldn't surprise us, because it is exactly at that point that God will use us.